The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Danny Gettle with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, good morning and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena in the Iowa Events Center here in downtown Des Moines as we get ready to continue coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament for 2016. As it'll be the Marion Indians trying to make a little school history here today as the Indians will get ready to take on the Little Dutch or the Lady Dutch from Pella High School. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside Denny Gettle from Press Row here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And a big thank you to you, Denny, for cutting short your golf clinic this morning in Ames so you can make the trip down and talk a little Marion Indian basketball today.
I have so much to learn in golf. I should have been there for 2 days.
But we got important business here. We'll have a back-to-backer today as the city of Marion will be represented in a big way here. The Marion Indians to start things off, and then the Linmar Lions to follow in Class 5A. And then tonight we've got Springville State Championship basketball as the Orioles will look for their second state championship in school history. But we start off in Class 4A with Marion and Pella. The Indians coming off a terrific performance and a win over defending state champion Harlan. That coming on Wednesday. And they get ready to take on a Pella team that's a lot like Marion, kind of a mirror image, if you will. Completely different basketball team than what they saw in the first round against Harlan.
Yeah, they match up well, and as you'd expect in a state semifinal game, both these teams coming in off long winning streaks. Pella started the season at 2-2, and since then have won 20 straight games, so they're a hot team. And Marion had 4 defeats during the season. But they've won 13 in a row since their last loss, I believe, was to Linmar at the U.S. Cellular Center on Rivalry Saturday. So they've been a hot team. The 3 of the 4 teams that defeated Marion made it to the state tournament. So Marion has had a solid season.
Indians will try to make a little school history today. If they win, they'll make their first appearance in the championship game at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. And we saw a young and hungry Marion team that got a lot of confidence and built a lot of confidence in that first round win against the Harlan Cyclones. Love to see Marion get off to a good start, an equally good start today. They did it from 3-point land in that game against Harlan.
Well, and they're not, youth is the term of the day for these two teams because there are only 3 seniors on the roster for Pella, none are starters. And there are only 2 seniors on the roster for Marion, and neither of them are starters. So a lot of youth out on the floor. Pella starts 3 juniors and 2 sophomores. I think they had to replace 4 starters from a very good team a year ago that lost in the regional final. And Marion, with probably the most extreme youth movement in the whole state tournament, 3 sophomores and 2 freshmen in the starting lineup here. So lots of good days ahead for this Marion Indian basketball program.
Pella comes in with a record of 22-2, and they are the number 9 rated team in Class 4A. And Pella, out of the Little Hawkeye Conference, they were the champions where they finished up 11-1. You mentioned their 2-2 start. They dropped a conference game to Dallas Center Grimes early on, lost a non-conference battle to Ballard, so they started off the year at 2-2, but like you said, have won 20 straight. For the Marion Indians, co-champions of the WAMAC Conference Western Division. Unfortunately, last night, the other co-champ fell with center point Urbana, and right now Marion is carrying the banner of the WAMAC Conference for the rest of the way.
Well, I think they'll carry it well. Western Dubuque, also from the WAMAC, was undefeated coming down here and lost to Mason City in the first round. But I think Marion will be a great representative of the WAMAC Conference.
The Indians come in with a record of 20-4 on the year. They are number 6 rated in Class 4A. Pella comes in with the number 9 rated team in Class 4A. The winner is going to move on to take on Mason City as the Mohawks just defeated Keokuk 57-45. Mason City, despite the foul trouble with Mackenzie Meyer, gets by. I think a lot of it based on the competition playing in the Central Iowa Metropolitan League. So they are going to be the team that will await either the Little Dutch or the Marion Indians. High school basketball, as always, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thank you to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom. Dan was listening yesterday, sent me a nice thank you, and we appreciate all that, and we appreciate everybody tuning into the broadcast. And you can check out their website at firstfedcu.com. Also, check out their two locations, one on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids and the other one in Hiawatha on North Center Point Road. Thank you very much for all your help presenting high school basketball throughout the 2015-2016 season.
These are the two teams that kind of eliminated the Southwest Iowa as in the first round, Pella knocked out Lewis Central, a one-loss team coming in, and Marion knocked out Harlan, who were they the defending champs?
That's two-time defending state champions.
In 4A. So big wins, and kind of took the Southwest lights out, if you remember the old map they used to have in the auditorium where they put lights on for all the teams left. And anymore with five classes, there'd be a lot of lights. It'd be Christmas.
It's still here, but it's across the way at the Hall of Pride now. But hey, you can still go over and see it if you like. And these two teams matching up here this morning. It'll be followed by the 5A state semifinals, and that will be Linmar taking on Johnston and Cedar Falls going up against Ankeny Centennial. For the Indians, led, of course, by Chloe Rice, 14.3 points per game. Mia Lauby, just under 10 points per game as well. For Pella, Katie Vandermolen is their point guard. She is their leader. She is the leading scorer. Just over 14 points a game, pulls down four rebounds. Kiara Bradley in there as well, 5'10", and a junior. In the game for Pella the other day, Pella's going to pick you up full court, and they're also going to get out there. They're very long and lengthy. They'll get out. They'll put some pressure on Marion, but I think conversely, Marion's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, this will be an up-and-down game, full court pressing by both teams, and it'll be interesting to see. Always in a big state tournament game, getting off to a good start will be very important. It's been interesting in Class 4A that no team had scored 50 points in a game until just this previous semifinal when Mason City racked up the gigantic total of 57. So somebody got over the 50 mark. We'll see if that happens in this one.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get 100, though, tonight.
No, that's in reference to an amazing game last night, 102-91, that broke the all-time point total for both teams in a five-player game by, I hear, about 20 points. So
by a ton. So
amazing
game. I don't think that's going to be in jeopardy for a long, long time. Marion and Pella getting set to go out of here on this Friday morning at Wells Fargo Arena in the Girls State Basketball Tournament. We thank everybody for tuning in on 107.5, the North Gym and the South Gym at 106.3. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll set the starting lineups for you and have the opening tip-off this morning between Marion and Pella. And we'll do it after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Back with you here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Event Center, and the 2016 Girls State Basketball Tournament. And let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. They are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. For the visiting team this morning on the scoreboard, The Marion Indians, the Wamac Conference Western Division co-champions. They come in as the number six rated team in Class 4A with a record of 20-4 on the year. For Marion, their usual starting five. It'll be Mia Lauby at a guard, number 21, the 5'9 sophomore. Had a terrific all-around game against Harlan the other day, averaging 9.7 points per game. Also at a guard, number 5, Caitlin Smith, 5'9 sophomore at the point, averaging 7.5 points and 4 boards a game. Also at a guard, number 4, Chloe Rice, 5'10 sophomore, 14.3 points, 4 rebounds, about 3 assists a game. And up front for Marion, at a forward, it'll be number 22, Sophie Ouellette, the 5'11 freshman. At 3 a game, she came up big in the second half and down the stretch of the win against Harlan as well. And also up front, number 10, Randy Wright, 6 feet even and a freshman, averaging just over 2 a game. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lauby. Now the starting lineup for the Little Dutch of Pella out of the Little Hawkeye Conference, 22-2, and they're the number 9 team in Class 4A. For Pella, out of forward, number 32 is Chloe Van Villet, a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 8.5 points per game. Also up front, forward number 14, Sierra Buckeye, a 5'9 junior, and Buckeye averaging 8.3 points and just under 4 rebounds per game. At center, number 12, Kiera Bradley, a 5'10 junior. And Bradley on the year at 12.6 points per game, second on the team, and 7 rebounds per contest. The guards at the point, number 24, is Katie Vandermolen, a 5'9 junior. And she leads this Pella team with 14 points a game. And Annika Pingle, a 5'5 sophomore. Pingle at just under 5 a game. The head coach for the Pella Little Dutch is Jared Garland. Those are your lineups. Pella in the home white and green trim. Marion in the road red with the gold. And it's Van Vleet. We were told wrong.
Van Vleet.
That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that other spelling would have been a tough one.
Love the Dutch names. Anyway, what are you looking for this morning?
Well, you always look for X factors in games like this, and Marion's got a pretty good card to play in Isabel Sade coming off the bench, a 6'2 junior center, specializes in volleyball, but we've seen her bring a lot to the table when she comes off the bench. And there isn't a lot of size on either one of these teams. 5'10 is about 5'10 or 5'11 is the biggest of any of the starters. So she could make a big impact coming off the bench.
Set to go. It'll be Randy Wright to tip it up against Sierra Buckeye. Ball in the air. Tip control, Marion, and we're underway. Courtside here at the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Against the man-to-man, Willett for three, and Sophie starts the scoring for Marion, kind of like they did against Harlan.
Perfect start.
3-0 lead. Marion, a little half-court trapping pressure. Ball tipped, but Pella gets it across the timeline. Vandermolen plays catch. They tried to bounce it in the high post, stolen away by the Indians. Rice leading the break. And here comes Marion, and they'll go to the basket to our left after the first turnover of the morning. We can say that for another 5 minutes. Lauby spins left of the lane, got doubled, kicks it out front to Caitlin Smith. Rice crossover dribble. Pella going to come out in the straight up man-to-man as well. Ouellette, right side, Randy Wright fakes, on the drive, goes up in the left-hand floater off the back iron, no. And the rebound plucked out of there by Kiera Bradley.
Marion was in a 1-3-1. It looks like a 1-3-1 half-court zone.
Bad pass stolen away by Mia Lauby. Two possessions, two turnovers for the Lady Dutch. And Marion with a basketball up 3-0, just over a minute here into the state semifinal. Smith on the handbag, gets it to Mia Lauby. Now to Chloe Rice, and she'll set up the offense for the Indians. Over to Lauby, off the clear out, on the drive, goes baseline, spins into a double team and travel. That was good help defense there by Pella.
And Ouellette set a ball screen on one side, and Lauby used that as a bait, faked that way and went the other way, but got good help defense by Pella, caused the travel.
Marion extending and trying to go for traps. Ouellette near steal. Pella, cross-court bounce pass. Open three, going to be short all the way. An air ball, but comes down in the hands of Pingle. She'll turn, fire. That's up, no. Rebound tipped by Randy Wright. Going to go out of bounds, but last touch by Buckeye, and it will be Marion basketball. Good job by the Indians to get in there and block out that time. Don't say superstitions aren't alive and well, because each member of the Marion coaching staff wearing the exact same shirt and outfit they did the other night.
Well, they had a couple days to do their laundry.
Here's Wright for a three, and that one's going to come up short and go out of bounds. Maybe a little nerves right there. And it'll be Pella basketball as Buckeye will bring it up. Now Marion's going to extend that 1-3-1 to a little, well, three-quarter, maybe a half-court trap again.
Chloe Rice out there at the 10-second line, a little beyond.
Vander Molen to Buckeye. Quickly over to the far corner. Bradley drives, takes it in the lane. Runner no, and the rebound to Ouellette. Off the miss by Van Vliet. 3-0 Marion. They hit their first shot. Rice pass to the corner, tipped out of bounds. Good defense over there by Bradley, and it will stay with the Indians.
Marion set a ball screen again, but the defender slipped through.
Ouellette to inbound along the near sideline, looking, and finally gets it in now to Rice. Standing right-hand dribble, now she'll set it up. Gets the call from the bench. Rice, little stutter dribble. Nice spin move, goes up with a floater, left it short, and out of bounds it goes.
Was that touched on the block attempt? Evidently they ruled not. Marion 1-for-4, Pella 0-for-3 in the early nervous stages of this game.
Springville Orioles make their appearance here and driving in, forcing up the shot, no good. Put back, no good with the left hand, and we got a tied ball on the rebound, and it will be Pella ball. So the Dutch will inbound right of the glass, down 3-0. Low scoring game to start off with. Vander Molen on the penetration move, throws it off the glass, wildly no. Rebound Randy Wright. She'll turn and bring it up for the Indians. Takes the top of the circle, pass over into the corner to Smith. And she'll be picked up out there by Buckeye. And it's going to be Rice guarded by Pingle, so a height advantage right there if they try to maybe post up Rice. She'll go to the three-point arc, throws up the triple try, no, and the rebound pulled out of there by Bradley. Long up court pass, Pingle in the corner. Kicks it outside, right wing three, up, no good, short, and Pella 0 for the day so far. Back to Vander Molen, she'll try it for three, that's up, no good. Rebound loose in the lane, and we're going to have another jump.
Possession to the Indians.
Yep. Isabella Sade, who played a good game off the bench, coming in now for Marion, replacing Randy Wright.
Well, we got to check those baskets, see if there's a lid on both ends.
Except for that first throw.
Pella 0 for 8. Marion 1-for-5. The first three went, and since then nothing's gone through.
Full court pressure being put on by Pella, but Marion breaks it over the top to Sade. Lobby over on the left side. Rice gets it over to Caitlin Smith, fakes the three, starts the drive, gets it back up top to Lobby. Marion working that weave up top. Rice back to the corner. Smith fakes the three, gets it to Mia up top. Vander Molen on her. Driving in, Ouellette had it knocked away and stolen. They're letting the play early. Marion with their second turnover here of the early going. Still up 3-0 over the halfway mark of a low-scoring first quarter. There's Vander Molen on the handback. Quickly over into the corner, now to Pingle. Pella with the basketball. Marion now gone to a 2-3 look on the zone. Driving a kick, far side three. Be short, and the rebound to Marion. Marion, I think, wants to up-tempo this a little bit more than Pella does, but the Indians will play half-court with you. Here's Ouellette behind the line for three, and she's 2-for-2. Timeout, Pella.
We're going to get a Dutch timeout.
Going to get a full Dutch timeout here in the early going. 3:13 to play, first quarter. And it's Marion on top of Pella by a score of 6-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to Des Moines right after this. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Well, they signaled for a full timeout. They took a 30, and each team with a miss, and then Pella off of the rebound with a fast break, and they're on the board at 6-2. Marion with the basketball. Maddie Knapp into the game. Back to Ouellette. Deep three up short. Right on track, but a little short for the freshman. And here comes Vandermolen the other way. Pull-up jumper right of the lane. Good on a nice eight-footer.
Capella's got the lid off, and now they've made their last two.
Emily Holterhouse into the game, six-foot senior center. And she averages, Denny, 7.5 off the Pella bench. Up top to Ouellette. Pull-up three. That's off, no. And the rebound going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Dutch basketball as Caitlin Smith will come back into the Marion lineup. And Ouellette will come out and get a breather. So it's Maddie Knapp, Isabella Sade in there for Marion, along with Caitlin Smith, Mia Lauby, and Chloe Rice. And Pella with Vandermolen in there. Also now in for the Dutch is Chloe Lambert. She is a 5'5 junior guard. Marion still in that zone, the 1-3-1, and a blocking foul going to be called on Caitlin Smith, trying to cut off Vandermolen. First foul of the game, and it goes against the Indians. It'll be Pella ball out of bounds with Lambert to throw it in. Now lob it into Holterhouse in the high post. Kicks it outside. Three on the way. In and out, no good. And Isabella Sade with a rebound. And almost threw it away on the outlet pass, but it's chased down by Maddie Knapp.
Both teams have made two baskets, but Marion's two were both threes, so they have the two-point lead.
Rice directing traffic. Knapp now running the point, and Rice is going to go to the off-guard position. Here's Smith. Pull up 15-footer on the way. No good, too strong. Sade taps the rebound to herself. There's that volleyball coming into play. Of course, Bella, all-state volleyball player. Inside, Lauby on the drive, layup good, right through the lane on a nice cut.
Had to avoid a double team that got it between them and off the glass for a four-point lead for the Indians.
Lauby with her first two. Three from the far corner, up and good for Pella, and that's Lambert coming off the bench.
Short player, but and Isabella Sade was flying at her, but she got it over her.
Sade missed the layup, put back no, but got fouled by Van Vliet, I believe. Underneath, and that will be the case as Marion just threw over the top of the pressure and got an easy look that time.
Isabella Sade to the line. She's got three rebounds already in this game. She's a 57% free throw shooter.
Hasn't been there a whole lot this year for the Indians. Puts the free throw up and in. High school basketball presented this afternoon here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM by First Federal Credit Union. One more coming up for Sade. Marion has led the whole way here so far. Indians by two, 9-7. And second one going to be short. And a rebound to Kiara Bradley, who just checked in. Or Sierra Bradley. Not checked that. That is Kiara. They got a Kiara and a Sierra.
And that's her fourth rebound already.
Bradley holds it up top. Goes crossover, starts a drive. Kick out Vandermolen. Right wing three, and she hits. And Pella with their first lead.
At 10-9.
Dutch by one. Marion with the basketball. 22 seconds to play first quarter. We'll see if the Indians go for one. Rice up top. Standing right hand. Pella playing off of her with Pingle.
They're definitely going for one here. Three players on the opposite side of the court to try and Open space for Rice.
Spin and a kick. Knapp three. Won't go. Rebound underneath to Bradley, and that will do it for the first half. Good look that time. Just couldn't finish. And after one, it's Pella on top of Marion. 10-9. And we'll come back with the second quarter from Des Moines after this one-minute break. As you're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Pella with the ball to start the second quarter, and the Dutch with a 10-9 lead. Pingle with the basketball. Dribbling, picks it up right in front of us at the hash. Gets out of the double team, along with Bradley Vandermolen in there.
Marion's out of the zone now, man for man.
Back in is Buckeye as well for Pella, and also Van Vliet. Marion changing defenses. Pingle on the drive all the way down the lane. Swatted out of there by Belisade.
And there's that height advantage that she enjoys. Good timing on the block.
Ellie Harold in for the first time for the Indians off the bench, the sophomore. Off the clear out. Vandermolen driving baseline. They're going to get a block on Mia Lobby.
Tried to use the baseline as a defender, and they ruled that she pushed her a little bit on the drive. 12-7 on the rebounds in the first quarter. Pella, or 12-9, excuse me. Pella on the lead.
Inbound to the Dutch. Bradley guarded by Sade out front. Van Vliet spins her way down the lane and travel. Oh, my gosh, they got a foul. She definitely took an extra step but got away with it. And foul's going to be on Ellie Harrell. And a chance at the three-point play here for Pella. Chloe Van Vliet, the 5'7 sophomore, on the line. Trying to give Pella an early four-point lead. It's off the back iron. No. Rebound fought for and loose and picked up by Marion. Good save by Isabella Sade. Indians down by three after they led 6-0 here in the early going. Left side, Harold. Smith in there, along with Rice. Lobby. And Sade. Rice penetrates. Kicks it out top. Lobby over to Harold. Ellie spin move right in the lane. Forces up the turnaround. Shot left it short. Marion's not getting the real good shot selection so far.
No, not much in the paint.
Bounce inside. Running hook in and out. Bradley. No. And the rebound to Marion.
Sade with her fifth rebound already.
Yeah, she's been tough off the bench. 6:42 to play first half. And Marion down here. 12-9. Harold takes it above the free throw line. Kick right side. Rice will try a deep three. Nope. Off the front iron. Rebound by Bradley. Vandermolen. Long pass up the left-hand boards. Here comes Buckeye up and fouled. And she'll go to the line for two.
Kind of created the contact there, and they ruled the defender was moving a little bit. That's one that could have gone either way, I think.
And that's going to be two now on Caitlin Smith. First player on either team with two. Team number four for Marion. And Sierra Buckeye on the line and rattles home the first free throw.
First quarter shooting stats. Pella was 4 for 15, about 27%. Marion 3 out of 13, 23%. So neither team lighting it up.
Pella winners of 20 in a row coming into this game. They've got both free throws.
Largest lead of the game, I believe, for... Well, Marion had the six-point lead. 14-9 for Pella, their biggest lead of the game.
Be Marion inbound. They throw over the top of the pressure. Full court. Maddie Knapp has it. Knapp back into the ball game now. Marion's got to get Chloe Rice going. Missed her first shot. She had a slow start in the Harlan game as well.
Talented sophomore point guard for the Indians.
Pingle picking up her. Rice doubled. Kick over to Lobby. Goes baseline. Goes up with a leaner. No. Offensive rebound. Save. Back up for two.
And she's making a huge impact on this one.
Under six to play. Marion back within three. Pella 14. And Marion 11 driving in. Running layup. No. But offensive board to Pella as Bradley gets it. Over to Pingle. Picks it up. Coming out on her is Lobby. Right in front of us here. And now Pella will get the call from the bench here, and Lambert will set up the offense. Base guarded by Rice. Left side, over it comes, and Harold going to get a reach foul, trying to take it away from Van Vliet.
My goodness. She had the ball, knocked it loose, and then there was a scramble for the ball, and she was the victim of the foul call.
And that's two now on Ellie Harold. So Harold has two, and Smith has two, and Sophie Ouellette right back into the Marion lineup.
That's the 15th foul on the Indians. Just one on the little Dutch, or Lady Dutch so far.
And lead up top. Holterhouse driving down the lane.
Extra
stops.
Step.
Put it up and in. Yep, she got away with one.
16-11 for the Lady Dutch.
Holterhouse with her first two, and Pella up by five. Rice weaving her way across the timeline. Ouellette. Marion working that perimeter. They lob it inside. Sade posting up in the right block. Double kick out to Lobby. Lobby on the drive all the way down the lane. Splits defenders. Contact, no call. Out of bounds to Marion. Hey, Corby Lobby is letting them have it right now. And he said, we're not getting any calls, and you guys are getting every call. You can see his lips. Inbound to Sage. She'll pop the jumper. Nope, missed everything. It's going to go out of bounds. Missed that 10-footer, and it'll be out of bounds to Pella.
We've had some amazing individual rebounding totals in this tournament. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but Kiara Bradley from Pella already has eight in this game.
Pella with the ball inside to Holterhaus, and she did get called for traveling.
And that was the second travel on that possession. I got the second one.
Marion ball. Sade will come out. Randy Wright back in for head coach Corby Lobby. And the Indians will bring it up. 16-11. And right now, Pella shooting 33%. Marion only 18%. Backdoor look underneath. And a layup good by Maddie Knapp off the high post assist from Randy Wright. Pella by three, 16-13. Vandermolen back in the lineup, hands it off to Van Vliet. Circles left outside the arc, leaves it for Pingle. Marion in the man-to-man. Vandermolen yo-yos it back up top, back to Pingle. And Pella content to work that perimeter. Inside, losing the basketball was Van Vliet, stolen away by Marion.
They blocked up the lane, and Sophie Ouellette picked up the loose change.
Lobby, a little shake and bake move, drives in, shot good, counting a foul, and a block going to be on Vandermolen.
Lobby using her left hand there. That was another one of those close block charge calls. This one went Marion's way.
Bradley back in, Van Vliet out. And chance to tie for the Indians for Mia Lobby. 68% from the free throw line. And the Indians very good at 71%. Ben's knees, put it up and got it. Back to a tie, 16-16.
And there's a steal off the inbounds for an easy bucket.
And the layup for Chloe Rice. It's Marion putting on full court pressure for the first time. Rice's first two. They beat it up the right-hand boards. Pingle on the drive all the way in. Layup no, but Randy Wright got the foul on the block. They surprised him with that pressure.
Well, and there was a case where they just didn't quite have the courage to step in front. They were afraid of the contact, started to move a bit, and got the call for the block.
We seesaw back and forth. Marion now 18-17, his first free throw.
Annika Pingle.
5'5 sophomore. And got them both. Her first two, averaging about five a game, and we are tied again at 18. Second tie here of the first half. Glad to have you with us here on KGYM. Lobby stutter dribble, thought about the pull-up jumper, left free throw line, kicked it back to Knapp, top of the circle. They play catch with it, off the clear out. Up top, Willette. Look cross-court, Knapp fakes the three, drives baseline. Hook pass over to right, goes up with the runner, with left-handed scores for the freshman.
Kind of feel like Marion has loosened up offensively and taken better shots. They've made their last four field goal attempts to take a two-point lead.
20-8, Marion. Vandermolen spins right of the lane, forces up to the leaner, no, and the rebound out of there to the Indians. Marion on the run.
Great defense by Chloe Rice.
Long cross-court pass, over it goes to Willette against the man-to-man. Marion will set it up. 2:40 to play, first half. And a 20-18 lead for the Indians. Here's Lauby. Step back three on the way. Short, but the rebound to Willette. Marion will get another crack at it. Rice calls out the play. Out between the circles. Picked up by Pingle. Over to Knapp. Down low. Willette posting up. Driving a kick out to right. Indians being patient here. After that offensive rebound, thrown to the short corner and tipped away and stolen.
Kara Bradley stepping in to get the steal.
Turnover number three now on Marion. Pingle caught in the corner, looking for some help. Lost the handle for a moment. Lost it again, but finally gets it out of there to Vandermolen. Cross court, Buckeye drives on Knapp. Foul called, and they're going to get Natty on a block.
Knapp tried to draw the charge, but just didn't quite get set in time.
17 fouls, so Pella will be shooting. Only two team fouls on the Dutch right now.
Yeah, and yet the Indians have the lead, 20-18. Pella's 4-for-5 from the line, Marion 2-for-3.
And the whole arena has lost the stats. They're not up on the sideboards, and they're not up on any computers.
Well, we're getting used to that.
Yeah, Sierra Buckeye, 1-1. First one on the way, right through. She's 3 out of 3 from the stripe so far this afternoon. And brings Pella back to within one at 20-19. One more upcoming on the way. That one in and out. And the rebound, Randy Wright ripped it away from Bradley, who almost got another one there. Good crowd on hand here. The Lindmar folks starting to come in. On the other side, wearing their red. Crossover dribble, Rice. Kicked it back to Knapp. NBA three on the way. No good, but Willette's going to chase down the board. Good offensive rebound. Wright cut off by the double team. Back it comes to Sophie. Goes back door to Rice. Rice drive and a kick over to Lauby. And they're going to call a charge on the pass.
She drove the middle. Jumped in the air, got a kickout pass, but then ran over the player in the lane. Again, one of those calls that could have gone either way.
Well, when she left her feet, that was probably the death blow for that one. Pella ball. Marion's showing a little bit of three-quarter court pressure. In there for Pella, back into the ball game, or in for the first time, is Kara Wickhart. She is a 5'7 sophomore. These are two young teams. You got a feeling they might meet up again in the next few years.
Yes.
Van Vliet on the drive, into the lane, runner high off the glass, and good.
She is definitely a driver. You're going to have to make her, A, go left, but also play the drive. You don't have to play her so tight.
Pella by one. See if Marion goes for one. Down to 48 seconds. Rice over comes to Willett. She'll drive baseline, runner up. No, she got hit. Corby Lauby wanted a foul, didn't get it. Should have been one.
And Bradley with another rebound for ninth.
And now Pella will go for the last shot with 30 seconds to play.
And a one-point lead.
Van Vliet up top. Willette on her. Just holding the ball. No five-second closely guarded count going on right now. Now Willette starts it. Off the high ball screen. Yo-yos it back over at the left point.
And Van Vliet has driven a lot, but she has made 23s on the season, so can't play off her too far.
Vandermolen up top, gets a high screen, drives right of the lane, driving a kick outside. Van Vliet, three good at the horn.
maybe make it 21.
7 in the first half for Van Vliet. And we're at halftime with the score, Pella.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children, all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. And Marion Indians down here at the break by 4 at 24-20. Not the best shooting first half for Marion. We'll get the official stats coming your way here in just a little bit. And also, Corby Lauby was not real pleased with the officiating in the first half. And
he was biting his lip there. You could tell he wanted to have a conversation with them. And they were out at midcourt, and he didn't want to walk out on the court and embarrass himself or them. But you can tell that he'd like to talk to them a little bit about what's going on.
And I'm sure we'll get that across. There was definitely a foul there at the end of the first half. And that could have been a five-point swing right there because Pella came down and then hit the three-pointer.
Yeah, it was a chance for two free throws for the Indians, and Zed went to the three for Pella.
A couple things of note here. Number one, that Marion probably at halftime, and I'm sure they will at halftime work on this, they got to stop dribble penetration by Van Vliet.
Yep.
And she has really hurt Marion, and they got to do a better job in the boards.
Yeah, I think Isabella Sade made a tremendous impact when she was in there, and they may need to play her a lot here in the second half just because she clogs up the lane and has a height advantage to get rebounds. She had 6 rebounds herself in the first half, 3 at each end.
Take a look at halftime scoring here for the Little Dutch. Pella being led by Chloe Van Vliet with a total of 7 three field goals, one of those a three-pointer. 5 points for Katie Vandermolen. 3 points apiece for Sierra Buckeye and for Chloe Lambert off the bench. Lambert's a three-pointer. 2 apiece for Pingle, Bradley, and Holterhaus. And for Marion, led by Sophie Ouellette with 6 points on 2 three-pointers. She started the game back-to-back with three-pointers. 5 for Mia Lobby, and 3 for Isabella Sade off the bench. And then 2 apiece for Randy Wright, Chloe Rice, and for Maddie Knapp. So balanced scoring for the Indians. Unofficially, I have 4 turnovers for Marion and 5 for Pella at halftime. Bench scoring tied at 5. Free throws, Pella 5 out of 7. Marion 2 out of 3 and 67% in that first half. And we hope to get the official stats because we're in the dark right now.
Well, let's see if I can shed a little light, at least according to my numbers.
Yours are always right.
Well, careful. Pella 8 for 23 from the field after a very cold start in which they missed their first 10 shots. So since then, they've 8 for 13. That's very good shooting. 3 for 8 from three-point range, including that one just before the halftime buzzer. Marion is 8 out of 26 from the field, just over 30%, and they are 2 for 9 from three-point range. They hit their first, I think, 2 of their first 3 three-point attempts, and now they've missed 6 in a row since then. Free throw line, Pella is 5 for 7, all in the second quarter. Marion 2 for 3. The foul disparity, I think there's been only 2 calls on Pella and something like 8 on the Indians. Rebounding, Pella with a 1 rebound lead at 18 to 17. Half of those 18 rebounds accounted for by Kiara Bradley, a junior. She has 9 boards, the 5'10 junior forward. And no other individual for Pella has more than 1. They have a whopping six team rebounds already. Those are rebounds that go off somebody out of bounds or that sort of thing where they can't be credited to an individual. The Marion Indians with 17 boards, and their leader, as I mentioned, Isabella Sade off the bench with six. Three for Sophie Ouellette, two for Randy Wright, and one apiece for Chloe Rice, Caitlin Smith, and Mia Lobby for their total of 17. They have three team rebounds in there as well.
And we'll get the official stats coming up here in just a little bit. And Marion, I think, also better shot selection. They threw up some stuff that you don't usually see Marion shoot there in the first half. Get those things cleaned up. It's only a four-point deficit here at the break.
They got to a point in the middle of the second quarter where I felt like they got finally comfortable offensively. And they started the game in the 1-3-1 zone against Pella. And Pella had a lot of trouble with that zone at the start. Didn't shoot very well from the outside with that 0-for-10 start. And once they found the range, then Marion switched and went to a man-for-man. I think that's been a pretty effective defense, but like you said, they've got to just stop that penetration, stop that drive, and be ready to help out in the lane because they definitely have the rebounding edge if they can maintain contact with their assigned player and box out. And one thing that Marion hasn't been able to do much of yet is get any transition points, fast break opportunity.
And I think for Marion as well, you're going to see a little bit more Isabella Sade in the second half. She was a spark coming off that bench in the first half of play for the Indians. And I think you're going to see a little bit more of her in that second half of play.
No doubt. She was very effective, and I don't think she has any foul trouble at all, does she?
No. For Marion, though, they got Caitlin Smith with two. She did not play a lot of the second half. Same with Ellie Harrell. She got two quick ones. And Pella has only two team fouls. It was 8-2 as far as the fouls were concerned in the first half. And like we said, Corby Lobby wasn't completely happy with the way that the officiating went in the first half, but they all have one more.
Maybe the half came at a good time.
There you go. So both teams still in their locker rooms. They'll be making their way out here in just a little bit. Game number two right after this. We'll have a short break and get ready for the Linmar Lions as Linmar will take on Johnston and the 5A semis. And both of those will be MVC versus CIML. As Linmar Lions making their way back and the Marion Indians making their way back out. And I see that head coach Jamie Brandt giving Marion a lot of encouragement and high fives as they make their way out. Good.
Pretty neat for the city of Marion to have Marion and Linmar playing back-to-back here in the semis on Friday in Des Moines.
And the other day on Wednesday as well. When they were here, they both got wins. Hopefully that'll be the case here today. Then we've got Springville basketball tonight at 5:45 as the Orioles will be in action against Turkey Valley, a rematch of a game on January the 9th out at the U.S. Cellular Center on Rivalry Saturday. And we'll have it for you tonight, part number two, and that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up, and that will be tonight.
You know, if Marion and Linmar can both work their way to the finals tomorrow night, I think they ought to close Zoe's and Louie's and Made Right and all those other establishments in Marion, get the fire trucks warmed up, and have a big parade on Sunday.
Why not, huh? I think that would be a good one. They'll have a big celebration anyway. Marion back out, awaiting Pella here in just a little bit. As high school basketball coming your way this afternoon on 107.5. The North Gym in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. The winner meets Mason City. Mason City, a winner over Keokuk earlier on today, 57-45, behind the Meyer sisters. McKenzie got into foul trouble, the future Hawkeye, and her freshman sister kind of bailed out the Mohawks in that one. But they beat a good Keokuk team, and they will be in action next tomorrow night. The 4A championship game slated for 6 o'clock. With five classes now, they have two finals on Friday night and three on Saturday afternoon slash night with the 4 o'clock 3A, 6 o'clock with the 4A, and 8 o'clock with the 5A.
And there were three rematches from games played early in the season in the classes 1A and 2A and 3A. Springville and Turkey Valley met at the U.S. Cellular Center back in January, and they'll go at it again tonight. And the second one, it'll be Western Christian and Unity Christian, who play each other almost every year and have met down here in Des Moines before recently, and they'll renew their rivalry for the second game tonight. And then the third one, help me out here, Pocahontas is going to take
Nevada.
Out Nevada, and they met during the season as well. Pocahontas, the undefeated number one ranked team in 3A, with Ellie Ruffridge, the state's leading scorer, averaging almost 29 a game in spite of standing only about 5'2". She's a lot of fun to watch, and that should be in a very interesting game tomorrow at 4 o'clock when Pocahontas meets Nevada. There'll be a lot of folks here for that one.
Yeah, there will be. And we've got Iowa State women's basketball tonight as well. The Cyclones in the Big 12 tournament with the opening round game. They will take on Texas Tech. We'll join that one tonight for you at 6 o'clock. And a 6:05 slated start for that one coming up this evening. And that is down in Kansas City. See if we can get you the Iowa score right now. Iowa and Maryland are going at it. And I've got that right now. Maryland leads Iowa 66-53 halfway through the fourth quarter over in Indianapolis. That's a 1-9 matchup. And Missouri Valley, Drake plays this afternoon. Or excuse me, I beg your pardon, UNI plays this afternoon. Drake fell last night. Their season has come to an end. UNI will take on Southern Illinois, and that will be a 2:30 start, I think, over in St. Louis, second game of the session. But we got to do another half of Marion basketball here. Indians making their way out. Down by four, they'll have the ball first. Sophie Ouellette, Chloe Rice in there along with Mia Lobby, Randy Wright, and Caitlin Smith. And for Pella, they have Vandermolen, Van Vliet, Bradley, Buckeye, and Pingle. So we are set to go. Half number two here from Des Moines in the Wells Fargo Arena.
In men's action, Wichita State with an early 10-7 lead on Loyola of Chicago in the Arch Madness in St. Louis.
That's the 1-8 game in that one. Underway, Marion basketball. And they'll go to the bucket to our right, and a throwaway right away by the Indians as Ouellette and Rice couldn't get together on the pass.
Ouellette kind of was afraid she had traveled, I think. She was ready for a pass, and her teammate hadn't gotten to the spot she expected.
We never did get the halftime stats, did we?
No, I think there's a basic problem with the stats right now.
Well, we will do our best. Denny, you're the stat guy then.
All right.
Buckeye, far corner. Marion back to... Well, let's see. They got the straight up, 2-3. They're kind of matching up out of it. Three-pointer on the way, short, no. Rebound back tap, though, picked up by Vandermolen, and she traveled with it as she took it down the lane. Tried to force her way through traffic. Turnover number six against Pella, and here comes the full court pressure.
Both teams had six offensive rebounds in the first half. There was a seventh for Pella.
Ouellette looking to get it in, and does to Lobby. Lobby holds it in the backcourt, picks up the dribble, needs some help, and Marion's going to have to use the timeout before the throwaway. 30-second timeout going to be taken by the Indians here, only their first, and that will keep the possession for Marion.
There's a classic example to young players that when you pick up the dribble in traffic, bad things happen. Got to keep that ball alive unless you've got a plan to get rid of it to an open teammate.
Yeah, first two offensive possessions for Marion here in the half have not exactly been stellar.
No.
So Pella will break the huddle here, and they'll go on defense. It'll be Marion basketball. And they'll go to the bucket to our right.
Coach Lobby encouraging his girls to make ball fakes. Read his body language.
So Mia Lobby will bring it up, and she'll be picked up by Vandermolen. 1-4 clear out look. Angles right, gives it outside the arc now to Ouellette, and Pella going to try to trap her. Here's Lobby, triple team, gets it out of there, cross court. Good passing by Marion, and stepping out of bounds, though, catching the ball was Caitlin Smith.
Well, Pella, as you mentioned, triple teamed right in front of us twice, so there have got to be people open. So Marion has got to move the ball and find those open people and make them pay.
Quick ball reversal. Now Marion going to extend their 1-3-1 as well, try to trap out of it.
Back to the defense they started the game with, and they have good shifts. Once that first pass is made, it starts to look like a 2-3, but it's a 1-3-1 being played properly.
Vandermolen a drive and a kick. Buckeye 3 off the back iron, no good. Chased down to the corner and picked up by Lobby. Fake, she'll bring it up in a hurry. Marion also like to get this thing up-tempoed a little bit more. Lobby drives, hands it to Rice. Kick back to Randy Wright. Wright down the left side of the lane, all the way in for the easy two.
Using the left hand.
Down to a two-point game, 24-22. Randy Wright with her second field goal. Vandermolen to center circle. Van Vliet outside the arc. Fakes traveled with it. Turnover number 7 on Pella.
Pella trying to, Marion trying to get that trap just across the 10-second line. When you are not in the middle of the court and you dribble it across, the defense can trap you there with a double team and cause you problems.
Well, they got the stats back up in the auditorium. Now we get them up on the computer, everything's going to be A-OK. Wright spinning right of the lane. Stops, cut off by Bradley. Over in the corner to Smith. Buckeye coming out on her. Man-to-man for Pella, and there's a walk on Marion.
And honestly, I think that was simply a ball fake that fooled the referee.
So it'll be Pella ball, 5:40 to play here in the third. And it's 24-22, Dutch on top. Vandermolen, pass to the corner, tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Lobby. And it will stay with the Dutch. Pella by 2. Both teams have led in the first half of play. Marion for the first part of it, and Pella for the second part. Here's Vandermolen, high arching 3. No good, too strong. Rebound, back tap, loose on the floor. Bodies diving for it, and Pella will get it in the backcourt. Here's Pingle to the corner. Buckeye turns for 3. That's no good. Vandermolen, the offensive rebound, fires it up. No, and finally Randy Wright with the board. Marion could tie or take the lead. Wright into the offensive zone. Gets it over to Rice. Starter dribble. Nice spin move down the lane. Puts it up. No, but got fouled. Good move by Chloe Rice.
The third foul of the game on Pella. First of the second half, first on either team in the second half.
Sierra Buckeye picks up the foul, her first, only the third of the game for Pella. And Rice to the line, hits the first. She hit some big free throws in the Harlan win, an 84%er coming into the tournament. Chloe Rice with 3, and she'll try to tie it up. It's on the way and right through.
I believe she's going to be a D1 prospect, Scott. She is an outstanding player.
24-24, under 5 to play, third quarter. Marion extending that defense to the trap. Here's Bradley, drives the lane, kick out to Pingle. Now on the drive, Vandermolen, pull up leaner, no, from 15. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds, stays with the Dutch.
Pella started the game 0 for 10, and they've started the second half 0 for 6, and it'd be good for Marion to try and take advantage of that at this point. The game is tied at 24.
Pella shooting 30%, Marion 33%. Holterhaus into the game now for Pella. Bounce to the corner. And a walk called on Pella.
Another ball fake travel.
Turnover number 8 on the Dutch. Tied at 24, Marion shooting for the lead. As Corby Lobby calls out the play. Rice will run it off the high ball screen. They trap her on the hedge, looking for the pick and roll. Gets it inside to Wright, put it on the floor, had it knocked away, and we've got a foul, I think, on Marion.
I think they got it on Wright. The bench to come in at the next dead ball.
Holterhaus spins at the high post, pass inside, tip stolen away by Sophie Willett. Turnover number 9. Here comes Rice in the open court. Quickly up. Left baseline drive. Lauby inside. Leaner blocked by Holterhaus. And here comes Pella. Up court it comes to Buckeye. Tries to bounce it inside. Pass broken up by Randy Wright. Picked back up, though, by Pingle. And then a tied ball. And it's going to stay with the little Dutch. There's Lauby again getting on the floor.
Sade and Knapp enter the game for the Indians.
3:51 remaining here in the third, and we're tied at 24. Inbound, quick three, and up and in right of the circle for Kiara Bradley.
Well, Pella's made a lot of threes on the season by a lot of different players. That's their fourth in this game, so Mary's got to keep that part of the Pella game under control.
27-24. Out front, lobby, drive, high, looping pass over to Knapp, near side corner. Matty goes into the lane. Ouellette posting up. Turnaround off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Weak side picked up by Pella. On the run. Buckeye. Good. Bounce underneath. Layup. Pingle. Short. No. And the rebound to Pella. Back up and in. Five in a row by the Dutch. Marion needing a bucket. Sade inside. Cut off by the double team. Now to Ouellette. 29-24. Dutch on top. As we said, Marion needing a bucket. Here's Rice. Taking it left of the lane. The floater, no. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Pella. Five in a row, 29-24. Pingle to Vandermolen. Her pass tip. Loose at the center line, but picked back up by Pella. And then Lauby, a hustle foul, trying to get it back.
Near steal by Chloe Rice. Good recovery there by Kate Vandermolen for the Lady Dutch.
Van Vliet back in for Pella. And Lambert also back into the lineup. First time in the second half for the Dutch.
Pella's used seven players. Marion has used nine.
Pella basketball. Vandermolen in front court. 2.5 to play here in the third. High post bounce to Bradley. Back to the corner. Van Vliet starts to drive. Takes it in the lane. Turnaround shot. Got partially blocked by Ouellette. Comes down in the hands of Rice. Rice in transition. Brings it up in the right hand. Back to Knapp to Rice. Van Vliet playing off of her. They're giving her the three-point shot, the deep one right now. Stutter dribble. Takes it in the lane. Leaner up. Got fouled by Van Vliet.
Good call. They were on the arm there. Pella's biggest lead in this game is 7. Marion 6. Right now, Pella with a 5-point lead. Marion with a chance to cut into that at the free throw line.
And Chloe Rice will get a pair here. Just hit two and hits that one.
He's an 84% free throw shooter, I think you've mentioned.
5 for Rice. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here this afternoon. As Pelham gets Buckeye back in there. And Rice got them both. And here comes some Marion pressure. They showed it and it was effective. The few times they showed it in the first half. Van Vliet behind the back with a dribble. Across the timeline. Face guarded by Ouellette. And gets it out of there and out of Bradley. Under 2 to play here in the third. Marion down by 3. 29-26. Van Vliet on the handoff. Buckeye. Near side pass. Over in the corner now to Bradley. Turns on Lobby. Dribbles. Backs her way in. Spin move down on the left block. And then she lost it out of bounds. Dribbled it right off her foot.
And that's good defensive pressure by these Marion Indian numbers are hard to read.
That was Lobby.
Yep, it was Lobby.
Yep, they got the yellow outlines and the red numbers on the red. Get you sometimes. Rice on the clear out. Step back. Jumper. Can't get the roll.
Bradley with their first rebound of the second half and her 10th of the ballgame.
Buckeye. Right side for Pella. And now they'll reset with Van Vliet. Standing left-hand dribble. Out by the center circle. Starts to angle right with the drive on Ouellette. Brings it back out. Tries to go back door. Pass intercepted by Knapp. She read that beautifully. Maddie Knapp did. Lauby, Ouellette with a minute to play here in quarter number 3. And a low scoring Class 4A state semifinal. Left open. Knapp for 3 and she hits. She hit a couple the other day.
She had 21 threes coming into the state tournament.
5-0 run now by Marion after the Pella 5-0 run. Inside Bradley. Spins it back out in the short corner. Back it comes down to Van Vliet. Puts it on the floor. She'll take an NBA three, aired it. And Pella, though, with the rebound. That was way short. On the drive, Bradley all the way, and the left-hand runner good.
Just the second... third made field goal of the quarter for Pella.
Bradley was 7, and we got a foul down low as Ouellette got a good up court pass. And foul's going to be on Bradley.
And that's the third team foul on the Lady Dutch, two on the Indians so far in the second half.
Lambert out, Van Bleed out for Pella.
Marion gets an opportunity to run an out-of-bounds play under the basket.
Pingle and Holterhouse back in. Marion inbound, they get it to Sade, left of the lane. She'll drive in, had a shot partially blocked by Holterhouse. And here comes Pella the other way, up by two at 31-29, and driving a dish to Pingle. Back it comes Vandermolen, deep three, up good at the horn. NBA triple, and that's two quarters that Pella has beat the horn with a three. And I believe both of them by Vandermolen. So we're off to the fourth quarter. From Des Moines, after three, it's Pella 34 and Marion 29. Back in the fourth quarter after this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together with the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers. Your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Each team with 5-0 runs, Pella, then Marion, and now Pella. Back up by five at 34-29. Marion ball to start the fourth. Scott Unash, Denny Gettle with you from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 4A state semifinals. The Iowa women fall to Maryland, 75-55. So Iowa awaits their fate in the NCAAs. Knapp fakes the three. Starts the drive, cut off. Looking for some help and had to take it away, and then a foul on Knapp trying to get it back. The length of Pella is hurting Marion.
Well, and that was a little bit of an ill-advised drive, driving that baseline right into the double team. Disturbing stat in the third quarter as Pella out-rebounded Marion 11-3.
Marion shooting only 30% for the game, 35% only for Pella. But Marion 25% from beyond the arc, and Pella at 31%. They've hit some key threes.
They've made five to just three for the Indians.
Pingle circles left. You don't want this lead to be up by more than five, and there's a block save, blocking Holterhouse on the move inside. Out of bounds, it'll be Pella ball.
A good pick and roll run by Pella there, but Sade was there to swat it away.
Marion with Smith, Rice, Sade, Lauby, and Knapp. Inbound off the out-of-bounds play, and Holterhouse with an easy two.
You know, Sade has brought good minutes to the Indians off the bench and as a post player, and Holterhouse has done the same for the Lady Dutch.
36-29. Smith off the clear out. Takes it above the right free throw line. Kicks it out to Knapp. It's a little danger time right now for the Indians. Here's Smith. Deep three. Oh, short. Rebound weak side to Holterhouse.
Yes, it is. It's the largest lead that Pella's had in this game at seven. Certainly a lot of time left for the Indians.
36-29. High post, Holterhouse. Gets it back up top. Bradley, couple jab steps. Now on the drive. Forces it up and got the roll, and it's a nine-point Pella lead.
Nice left hand against good defense by the Indians.
Timeout, Marion. Full timeout. Biggest lead of the afternoon for Pella. With 6:29 to play, we'll take a timeout as well. It's Pella 38, Marion 29. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Marion off the timeout brings Ellie Harold back into the game. 9-0 Pella run on the drive. Lauby all the way down the lane, forces a shot up. Good, counting a foul. Coach's daughter right through a double team, and boy, did Marion need that as Holterhaus picks up the foul.
And Marion's gone small here. Both Randy Wright and Isabella Sade on the bench, so watch for some kind of press here by the Indians.
Lauby going for the old-fashioned hat trick and got it. And here comes the pressure, as you mentioned, Denny. 38-32, inbound pass. They'll show the pressure, now they'll back it up. Vandermolen will bring it up against Rice. Weaves her way across the timeline into front court. Pella going to the basket to our left. Buckeye over in the corner, inside Holterhaus posting up. Fakes and traveled with it. Took an extra step.
And Lauby giving away several inches to her on the block. Just did a good job of position defense, caused the travel. Another chance for Marion to cut into the six-point lead.
Rice in there, Lauby, Smith, Knapp, and Harold. Harold right of the circle, back up top. Smith for three, got it! Quick six in a row by the Indians. First points for Caitlin Smith.
And she's the top three-point shooter for the Indians, 41 on the season coming into the state tournament.
38-35, back to a three-point game. Vandermolen penetrates, spins, kicks it back outside to Bradley. Fakes the hand back, and now Pella will get into the offense. Still a lot of time remaining, 5:20 to play. Vandermolen goes crossover. Lob pass right side, Buckeye. So they work the triangle right. Back up top to Bradley. The left-hander spins in the lane. Pella's going to be patient until they get a good shot, and there's a reach foul on Rice.
And speaking of patience, Chloe needs to be patient there and make sure she has good position before you go for the reach.
Here comes Van Vliet back in for Pella. They're going to match Marion, go small.
In my opinion, the quandary for Coach Lauby in this game is that their best half-court defense has been that 1-3-1 zone, but their best full-court defense is the man-to-man.
Pella just beat the five-second count. Bradley spinning left of the lane. Trying to back her way in, couldn't do it, hands it back to Vandermolen. Under five to play in the game. Pella on top, 38-35. Vandermolen on the drive, forces up the leaner and got it. Tough shot, and she got it to go.
Kind of drove till she created contact.
Other end, Marion beats them back, and they get a layup from Ellie Harrell.
Well, Marion's trying to deal with quickness and speed right now. They're going to give up some size, but trying to create some turnovers.
40-37. Marion crowd behind us on their feet. Pella going to get a timeout. And it'll be a 30-second timeout taken by the Dutch.
Turnovers in this game. Pella with 12 and Marion with 9. And Marion's trying to create more.
Creating havoc, as you like to say out there, Danny.
Yep. Big rebounding edge. I don't know if I believe these stats, but they've got Pella for a 32-18 rebounding edge, and I had it 18-17 at the half, and I know Marion's had more than one rebound in the second half.
Perhaps they were working on the technology.
Could be. 40. Or perhaps I made a mistake.
My money's on you. 40-37. 4:29 to play. Quarter number four. Winner moves on to take on Mason City tomorrow night at 6 in the Class 4A State Championship. Right now, Bradley is out of the game, and looks like she's working out maybe an ankle problem or a cramping issue. Now we've got a question at the scorer's table here.
Marion, I think I said earlier, had played 9. They played 8, and all 8 have scored. So they're getting efforts from everybody.
Yeah, we're okay. Everything's ready to go. And it'll be Pellet inbound with Sierra Buckeye. Gets it into Vandermolen. They're trying to post up Holterhaus against a smaller Lauby. Spinning, and on the hand back. Nolan Vandermolen on the drive. Right-hand runner, no, but drew the foul.
Vandermolen and Van Vliet are the two that create a lot of offense for the Lady Dutch.
Chloe Rice gets her third. First Indian with three, and team foul number five, and a shooting foul for Katie Vandermolen. Bends the knees and missed the first. One more upcoming.
82% free throw shooter. Misses Pella's first free throw attempt of the second half.
Pella shooting 40% for the game. Marion 35%. She got the second. 11 now for Vandermolen. As Bradley, after that stretching session on the sideline, comes in for Buckeye again.
Big possession for the Indians. A lot of time, obviously, at 4:18 to go, but at this point in the game, you don't want to have empty possession.
41-37. Rice running the show. Gets it to Harold. Circles. Cross-court pass to Lauby. On the drive. Lauby into the lane. Took an extra step.
Made the basket, but one extra step. Used the left hand. Coach Lauby didn't like the call against his daughter.
Ninth turnover on Marion. In the backcourt, Vandermolen, Knapp all over her.
Good quickness by Knapp.
Had a good tournament here so far. On the hand back, here's Vandermolen. Goes crossover with the dribble a couple times. And tried to get it on the right sideline to Van Vliet. Got it back. Now goes baseline. They're going to get blocking foul on Smith.
And Vandermolen just puts her head down and drives. And you've got to maintain good position on her or she's going to draw the foul. Not a shooting foul yet. That was the 16th foul on the Indians. Four on Pella.
Inbound for the Dutch. Pingle will look, get it in. Still looking. They're going to take a timeout.
That's their third, two remaining. Indians have three left.
See if it's a full or a 30. It'll be a full timeout. So we'll take one as well with Pella. 41-37. Marion down by four with 3:45 to play in the game. We'll take a minute timeout and come back to Des Moines after this here in KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you in Des Moines. 3:40 to play. Pella with the ball in a four-point lead. They get it in, and Vandermolen will set up the offense. Marion straight up man-to-man. Vandermolen on the drive. Right-hand scoop layup. No. Rebound. Holterhaus back up and in.
It's the height issue that the Indians are giving up right now.
6-point deficit. Rice on the drive all the way in, and she got bodied by Pingle.
But that's just the 15th foul on Pella. Marion hasn't been close to a one-on-one yet in this entire game.
So Pingle picks up the foul, only the fifth, as you said, and Buckeye back in for defense for Pella, and now Lambert will come in for Van Vliet.
And Pella takes Holderhaus out, so they are going small again.
Inbound, they lob it underneath the Rice and gets an easy layup off the screen.
Marion is 4-for-5 from the field here in the fourth quarter. They got to get some stops as Pella is 4-for-6.
43-39, four-point Dutch lead coming up on 3 minutes remaining. Next foul will put Pella in the bonus. Rice going for the steal, couldn't get it. Here's Vandermolen, standing right-hand and dribble up top. Goes crossover, spinning out front. Gets the high screen, now drives in, and the layup good. Coming everything off a high screen, Denny, and that's just freeing the two penetrators.
And she's very strong going to the right. You've got to make her go left.
13 for Vandermolen. Marion back down six, 45-34. Smith the drive and a dish. Rice three, got it right of the circle.
Well, the Indians continue to be effective offensively. They just got to get stops.
The young Indians down three. Rice with 11 now. 2:15 to play in the ballgame, and the Marion crowd on their feet. Pingle circles, takes it back outside, cut off, and gets it out to Bradley now. Caitlin Smith playing off of her. Bradley puts it on the floor, goes crossover, puts the head down, drives, goes up. No good, too strong.
And made the rebound go left, and she Smith. Missed. Yep. Excuse me, Scott.
Well, you're right. Going left. Here's Rice, little shake and bake move. Frees herself. Harold, cross-court pass. Knapp fakes the three. Drives in. Layup good. Maddie Knapp went baseline.
Beat two defenders. That's six consecutive field goals the Indians have made without a miss.
Pella up one. The Indians are back right there with a minute 34 to go.
A lot of heart in these red jerseys.
Vandermolen to Pingle. Pingle cut off by Knapp. And Vandermolen now picked up by Rice. Minute 19 to play. No need to foul if you're Marion. Make him hold it here. Nice baseline move. Off the spin. Shot block, foul call. Lobby thought she had the ball, but they say she got her with the body. And that will send Buckeye to the line. Lobby picks up her third.
Give Buckeye credit because Lobby got a little out of position on the high side. Buckeye saw that and drove baseline and drew the foul.
Sierra Buckeye on the line for two and got the friendly roll in the first one. Makes it a two-point game, 46-44. Pella, minute 10 to play.
Pella 7 for 10 from the line in this game.
Second one on the way. That's off the right side, no good, and Rice high to get the board. Marion could tie or take the lead. Rice weaves her way across the timeline. Smith to the corner. Maddie Knapp with a minute to play. Knapp threw it up and away. Here's Bradley all the way down. Layup, no. Got her own rebound, though, and got pushed underneath. And the foul going to be against Ellie Harold. Tough break for the Indians there, Denny, as Knapp had it in the corner. And she was just throwing it back up top to set it up again, and they tried the back cut, and nobody was home.
She made a couple ball fakes. By the time she looked back, her teammate had moved.
Bradley, 1-1, hits the free throw. And we're going to get a full timeout taken. We'll keep it here for this one with 51 seconds to play, and Pella up three. This is the big free throw right here.
It is. Who was the timeout called by? They haven't put it on the board
Pella.
Yet.
Yes, it was. Pella called the timeout. Thank you, Randy Krejci.
So they're down to one. Marion still has three left. So if Marion can score, they'll probably take quick timeout, set up their press. Tell you what you worry about right here. I mean, Pella with another free throw. But you got to make sure you rebound that if it's a missed free throw. And Marion doesn't have a lot of size in there. But well, that would be a gamble for Pella to go after a rebound as well because they could foul.
The other thing for the Indians right now, you don't necessarily need a three, even if you're down four. Get an easy two, play
exactly.
Some defense, try to get a steal.
Especially with three timeouts left. Bradley, a 72% free throw shooter with their second.
47-44 Pella with 51.9 to go. And one big free throw for Kiara Bradley. He's got 10 in the game, making 11. Got them both, two possession game.
Pella probably called a timeout to make some change defensively here, so let's see.
They're gonna face guard Rice. That's the change right there with Pingle. Just gonna take her everywhere. Baseline drive, Lauby takes it inside, layup good. And timeout Marion. Lauby wasn't gonna be stopped there.
She was not, and Marion has now made seven consecutive field goals in this fourth quarter, 7 for 8.
That was a 30-second timeout. So Pella up to 48-46. Now set the defense, try for the steal. You don't necessarily need to foul right away either, I don't think, if you're Marion.
No. And they've got good quickness out there. Knapp's been doing a great job defensively. Rice also has been solid defensively. Lobby. I would guess that Pella's not going to take any shots except a layup in this situation. So you can afford to pressure him a little bit. Play good position.
Lindmar coming up next. Lindmar and Johnston.
Another
here at the arena.
Thing to note here is Pella's still got a foul to give.
Yeah, and Marion has 18 fouls. Inbound, Pella looking, and they'll lob it deep, throw over the top to Pingle. Picked up by Knapp, and Knapp's going to foul her. So they elect the foul, Annika Pingle.
63% free throw shooter.
Yeah, not a bad foul, and it's the last one and one. So they're kind of laying the cards down on the table right here.
Yep. Next foul on the Indians will be a two-shot foul.
One and the bonus coming up here for Pingle. Pella up two.
And Pella's got two subs at the bench. With the one and one, they should be bringing them in.
Yep, and here they come. Lambert coming in, and also coming in for the Dutch is Wickard, who hasn't played a whole lot.
Interesting. And that's probably because they had the foul to give. I bet Pella tries to give a foul here.
That you're right. Pingle, one and one, a big one right here. Benzenese puts it up and got the roll. It bounced three times and fell.
It was off to the left side, but got the friendly roll back to the middle and in. This is the big free throw.
49-46 Pella. One more, up and good. Four for Pingle, Marion in a hurry. 35 seconds, here's Rice. Up court, goes behind the back with it. Drive and a kick out. Here's Lauby. Takes it inside. Layup, no, but drew the foul. On Bradley, I believe.
Unfortunately, it's a shooting foul, so she gets to go to the line for two. And Lauby, a 68% free throw shooter. If she can knock them both down, look for another quick timeout by the Indians. Although, off a made free throw, you can set up your defense a little better.
Lauby's free throw, right through. Good game for Mia today with 11.
And Marion has been 8 out of 9 from the line in this game. No problem there. And they're shooting 60% from the field in the second half.
One more coming up for Lauby. It's on the way and right through. And here comes the Marion pressure. It'll be Vandermolen to throw it in. Looking, and bounces it in. Bradley. Double team, trying to get out of it. Picks it up in the backcourt, down to 23 seconds, and Pella's going to call timeout.
Yeah, they might have had trouble with the 10-second count there, although Marion would have had to have a lot of patience to go for that and not take the foul.
And that is it. That is the final timeout for Pella. So now you're Marion. You force Pella to inbound, and if you can get a 5-second count, they have no bailout.
And did you notice a sub there? Isabella Sade is coming back. I bet she's going to guard the inbounds player, and the out-of-bounds player will not be able to move.
Nope. Going to be a spot throw-in coming up here for Pella. 22.5 to go. Pella up to 50-48 over the Marion Indians.
Great game.
Yeah, it has been. Back and forth. Pella's biggest lead was 9. Marion's biggest lead was 6. Winner against Mason City tomorrow night. Smith, Lauby, Sade, Knapp, and Rice in for the Indians. And it will be Sade to face guard.
I wonder if Pella, part of their reason for their timeout was to get their starters back in there.
Buckeye to inbound. Sade face guarding her, jumping, looking, and we got a foul on a hold away from the ball. They're going to get Rice, I think, for holding Vandermolen.
And Vandermolen, the best free throw shooter for Pella, so.
And it's two shots.
That's a big gamble.
And the fourth on Rice.
But a lot of pressure. Two-point lead. She knows that these two free throws are big.
Nothing, no time went off the clock, though. Two free throws coming up for the junior, Katie Vandermolen. And the first one curls in.
Very soft touch. That ball just goes up there softly and falls in. Two substitutions for Pella. Marion replaces Sade.
51-48. One more free throw upcoming. This is a big one to make it a two-possession game. The junior puts it up right through. Nothing but net
Down four, but you got two timeouts left, and you score quickly and get a timeout.
Rice quickly to Smith, trying to get off the three. Over in the corner to Harrell. Back to Smith. Left wing open three. No, and the rebound to Pella. Now it's going to be tough, and Rice just fouled out. 10.5, and this terrific, amazing athletic run by Pella is going to continue.
They had some contributions from a lot of players, but Kiara Bradley with a great rebounding game, 11 boards. Marion taking advantage here of the time they get to make a substitution when a player fouls out. But big game from Bradley, and Vandermillen and Van Vliet have really carried the load offensively for the Lady Dutch. Still 10.5 seconds to go. If Marion can score quickly, if they can get a missed free throw here, can score quickly, still a chance.
Free throws coming up for Pella, and the first one is good for Bradley.
Very good free throw shooting by both teams here. Pella 9 for 11 here in the fourth.
So one more upcoming. 53-48. This will make it a full two-possession game, and she hits it. 10 seconds. Lauby brings it up in a hurry. Passes off to Smith. Her three is no good. Got hammered, nothing called, and Lambert with a rebound, and that's it. And Pella gets the win. 54-48. As the Dutch beat the Marion Indians here this afternoon. And we will take a two-minute timeout and come back with a postgame for you from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Right after this, you're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena. Post game underway as the Marion Indians fall to the Pella Little Dutch by a score of 54-48. Lindmar making their way out onto the court right now as they get ready to take on Johnston. That is our next game here. And, a little bit too much height on the inside, and rebounds hurt the Indians a little bit and made a great comeback after getting down nine, but just could not get over the top.
Nope, it was a great game. The statistics were very even. Pella had a big fourth quarter as, once again, a 4A team got over the 50 mark for just the second time in this tournament. 54-48, thanks to a lot of trips to the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Marion was behind and had to gamble and foul, so we're not complaining about the officiating. 15 for 19 for Pella from the free throw line for the game. Marion 9 out of 10 from the free throw line, just couldn't get there enough, as Pella did not foul very much. The field goal percentages were exactly even. 17 for 43 for both teams, 39.5%. Both teams made five threes. Marion was 5 for 17, Pella 5 for 16. The only difference then, of course, was the free throw line. Pella won by six, and they made six more free throws than Marion.
Yep, and shot more in the game, and that was the difference in this one. And the win for Pella. They go to 23-2. They'll take on Mason City tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the Class 4A state championship game. And Marion ends their season with a record of 20-5. And, of course, as we mentioned, and it's talked about many times, the young Marion team, only two seniors, Tessa Jordan and Danny Dunn, and another good class coming in next year, led by another Lobby coming in. So this was a good learning experience. You get a win at the state tournament. I know they wanted more, but they'll get an opportunity, and maybe this will make them hungrier.
It's not easy to get here. You never want to take anything for granted, but they've got the makings of a team that can get here a few more times.
And might meet Pella a few more times down here.
Yeah. Pella did use one senior, and she made an impact in the game. Emily Holterhouse, the backup post girl, played very well, got some big rebounds and some key points. It was a great game. The biggest lead that either team had was 9 by Pella with 5:23 to go in the game, but Marion battled back, got it to 2, but I'm not sure they ever had the ball in a one-possession game. I think Pella managed to hold them off.
So the final totals look like this for the victorious Pella Dutch, led by Katie Vandermeulen in the 5'9 junior, right about her average at 15 points. But, boy, she hit some big free throws and big shots on drives in the fourth quarter of play. Kara Bradley right behind her with a total of 13 points. Bradley came in right at 13 points a game. 7 for Chloe Van Vliet. Marion did a better job than her in the second half. She had all 7 of her points in that first half of play. 6 points for Sierra Buckeye. 4 for Annika Pingle. 6 off the bench for Emily Holterhouse. She really hurt Marion defensively, and then some putbacks, and then 3 for Chloe Lambert. For the Indians, balanced scoring, 2 in double figures. Mia Lobby leading the way. She had a good tournament, 2 good games down here. Ended up with 12 points. Chloe Rice with 11, 9 of those coming in the second half of play. 7 off the bench for Maddie Knapp. Sophie Willett hit the first 2 threes of the ball game, ended up with 6 points. 4 points for Randy Wright. Caitlin Smith had 3, and Bella Sade had 3. Ellie Harold with 2 for Marion. Turnovers, I had Marion with 9 and Pella with 12. And 15 of 19 for Pella from the free throw line. Marion only got there 10 times, and they were 9 out of 10 for 90%. Bench scoring was 12-9 Marion, and let you talk about some of the other stats.
Well, I went through all the shooting stats already, but the one I didn't talk about was maybe also the difference in the game, as Pella out-rebounded Marion 36-20, and it was a 1-rebound differential at the half, so that was huge. 36-20 rebounding margin for the Lady Dutch. We got some stats, but
they're partial.
Kind of, truncated.
All right. Well, you gave your stats. That's all we need, right? Coming up.
The other north side of Marion team, the Linmar Lions, taking on Johnston, the number one ranked team in Class 5A.
Yep, the first of 2 MVC-CIML showdowns, and it'll come your way next here on KGYM. To wrap things up for the Marion game, thanks to Jeff Downing. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Had a lot of people listening at work today, and we do appreciate it. Go out and say thank you to all the sponsors you heard today as well. For Denny Gettle, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of our 4A state semifinal today. It was number 9 Pella over number 6 Marion, 54-48. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. For Denny Gettle, Scott Unash saying so long for just a little bit from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.